This is Donnie Jackson, editor of IWC's Urgent Communications, and today I'm speaking with Joan Quintana of and Walt Magnuson with the folks. These are the folks at Texas A&M that run the Interoperability Institute every year. Walt, Joan, thanks for taking the time to speak with me.
Thanks, Donnie. It's our pleasure. We're glad to be here.
All right. Very cool. Well, it began once upon a time as the Winter Institute. Tell people a little bit about where things stand now with the event and when is the next one?
Sure. So the, like you said, we really started out originally as the Winter Institute and did that one, I believe, about seven times altogether, and we tried to make it pretty much an annual event. Unfortunately, COVID has slowed us down for the last 2 years, but we're ready to go back to it again, so ready to be back out in the field. So we've got the next one coming up here, May 2 through 6, once again at Disaster City, Texas A&M University, and we're all ready for everyone to start coming in and work with us on it.
All right. Any specific themes you guys are going to be looking at?
Yeah, so changing it from the Winter Institute to the Interoperability Institute, I mean, everything we basically do here at the ITEC is really focused in the interoperability area. And so what we did initially on this is we looked at it and said, kind of surveyed the community and said, what are the areas that have the most problematic for first responders? If I get a large disaster and I've got many groups working together, many groups of first responders from different jurisdictions, and you know, obviously communications is always a big part of it. What are the biggest problems? What are the biggest obstacles today? And with that, we came up with our six theme areas. Those six theme areas are NG911 to public safety broadband interconnection. It was something that has been discussed as long as NG911 has been around, and it was actually even really briefly mentioned in the public safety broadband funding. So it's been discussed for the last 10-12 years, and figured it's time to really kind of start sinking our teeth into that one. The second area was really mission critical push to talk. We're starting to see some wide adoption of MCPTT, mainly for niche applications and services today. But the concern is that there are several applications and a few service providers that are supporting them. And how do we make sure at the end of the day that a customer on service provider A can communicate with service provider B? Again, we feel that's really important. We don't ever want to be in a situation again like we were on 9/11, where New York City police could not talk to New York City Fire. Right. So ensuring that we never see that again.
Right.
The third thread is, once we get out there, how do we make sure that the person that we're sharing information is that person? And a lot of work's been done by the Department of Homeland Security and the Georgia Tech Research Institute. So we're partnering with them on federated identity credential and access management. It's something that was adopted by the federal government really even about 10 years ago. And it's been explored by public safety, and it's really starting to kind of take on a life of its own. So we're hoping that we will be able to go ahead and show agencies the value of it, show companies that need to be the service providers that provide those services how it could be done, so that we can go from basically talking about it to making this this a real world reality. Mm-hmm. Then also over the last 18 to 24 months, DHS through the SAFECOM group has been working on creating an information sharing framework. They created the Information Sharing Framework Task Force, and a report was generated here a few months back, and that report not being finalized, what we're planning on doing here is implementing at least a part of the ISF framework to go ahead and utilize as part of the part of the institute and part of the workshop and part of the exercise. So information sharing is the fourth theme.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people know our Dr. Robin Murphy, who is one of the leading experts basically in search and rescue robots. So working with her, we sat down and said, you know, what are problems that you see that when you're out there? And a lot of it has to do with getting information from the drones to the drone, from the drone to the drone operator and into its intended audience. That might be incident command, that might be a SWAT team, it might be the governor's office. But how do I get that information conveyed without doing the things we're doing today, which is putting on a thumb drive, driving it somewhere, uploading it to YouTube, and then sharing it that way? So how do we get to a much more secure, much more automated, much more instantaneous method? And then the last one is, I'm sure that anybody that's worked with large disasters is very well familiar with, and that's, you get out there and you've got team A that's out there and they're using Teams, and team B is using Bridge for PS, group C is using Slack, next one is using Matrix, and you've got ability to communicate with everybody within your own ecosystem, but you can't share information between ecosystems.
Right.
So how do we eventually bridge that gap and say, let's make that, how do we post one message and have that message get to everybody that's working on the same incident together? So those are the six areas that we have focused on. Those are the six areas that we have spent the last several months planning on and building towards. And those are going to be the six areas that we'll focus on in May of 2022.
Very cool. Well, you know, I love coming to Texas A&M and Disaster City. And what such a great facility. And what is so neat to me is that, you know, at other places, yeah, you can see presentations, and other places you might even get to see demonstrations. But this is the one place where you actually get to see the stuff in action with some of the exercises. Joan, what kind of exercises are you all planning this time around?
So this year we're actually running three scenarios. So and they're all very different, and so we hope to be able to exercise across those themes in different applications. So the first scenario that we'll be running is hurricanes come through and all commercial comms are down. So how do we get communications back established and then establish interoperable communications among the responders? So that'll be the first scenario that we run when the exercise portion of the institute starts. That'll be actually on Wednesday afternoon. And then on Thursday, we'll have an exercise that will run, a scenario that will run a little bit longer than the other two. This is going to be a little bit more involved. It will actually be an active shooter mass casualty scenario. And so you can imagine that there's a lot of moving parts in such a situation. And so we are planning that and planning to actually run that particular scenario twice. So we will do the brief at the beginning, run the scenario, run the exercise, see how it goes, make adjustments, and run it again before we do a hot wash on that one. And then finally, on Friday morning of that week, we will run an exercise with a local flood event. So you can see they're all very different, and yet all of them have the need for interoperable communications among different response agencies and different types of responders, right? So we've tried to have a lot of variety in there, and we have all of those themes that Walt talked about that we will be showcasing across both the workshop at the first part of the week and the exercise at the second half of the week.
All right. And then in addition to the exercises, y'all will still have the presentations and things?
Sure. So the first half of the week, it's on Monday afternoon and then all day Tuesday and Wednesday morning, we'll have the workshop. And that's when we'll have speakers from across the country coming together here in College Station to, you know, host panels and facilitate conversations across those themes that Walt talked about. And then starting on Wednesday afternoon, we transition to the exercise portion of the Institute. And then throughout the week, we're going to have a tech showcase. So it's small. This is a pretty intimate event, but we're inviting the vendor community to come out and showcase the technology that these first responders should be aware of, or kind of getting their hands on, if you will. So we're inviting the vendor community to come out. We're inviting the first responders to come out. And then, of course, government and leaders in the industry to come out as well for the workshop.
Okay. Wow. That's terrific. Well, so if someone's interested in attending, how can they do it? And frankly, if I'm a vendor or somebody that might actually have a product that might fit into some of these categories, how can they reach out to you?
Sure. So the best thing to do is to go to our website for Interop 22, and that address is itech, so that's itech.tamu.edu/interop22, and maybe you can put that in the show notes, but that's our website for the Institute this year. And from there, you can contact us, you can register for the workshop as just somebody who wants to be there and listen in and learn. You can register for the exercise as a first responder who's interested in participating or observing, and you can register as a vendor for the tech showcase. And we also have sponsorship opportunities are still available. And of course, there is a contact form on there if you just have some questions you want to ask.
All right. Wow. Well, this sounds great. And you guys ordered up good weather and everything?
We've done our best, you know. It's Texas, but it's early May, so we should be all right.
Yeah, I think so. Well, it sounds terrific. Joan, Walt, thank you all so much, and I am certainly hoping I'm going to be able to get down there.
Well, we hope to have you here with us, and we invite everybody to go check out the website and let us know if they have questions, register. Also, I wanted to point out that the discount registration will end on March 21st, so the prices will increase after that, so we encourage people to go ahead and register early.
Well, I'll tell you what, it is a tremendous experience, I think, and again, it's so great because you get to see get to learn stuff in the sessions, and then really get to see it in action during these exercises. So congratulations on what you all have done.
Well, thank you so much for having us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.